In February 1956, Picasso painted the major work, Two Women on the Beach, marking a return to his interest in the French seaside and the theme of bathers. Picasso's new residence at La Californie provided a convenient base from which he could visit the beaches and resorts of the Riviera, observing and recording the activities of other beachgoers. During the summer of 1956, Picasso pursued the subject of bathers in depth, spending several months executing drawings, which he turned into a number of paintings and sculptures. The bathers, a complex sculptural group involving multiple figures and visual motifs, was one of the products of Picasso's summer of experimentation. For its size and complexity, it is rare among Picasso's work. The bathers were originally modeled from wooden objects before being cast in bronze. The wooden maquettes for the bronze sculptures survive and more clearly reveal the components Picasso used to assemble the final product. Here, rectangular picture frames have been turned into shoulders, arms, and clasping hands. The turned wooden feet from a bed become the feet of a figure, and a broom handle forms the backbone of another character. Nevertheless, while Picasso encourages the viewer to uncover the various original objects he used to compose the figures, he also worked into his materials to transform them in subtle ways, etching in simple faces, ribs, knees, and toes. He also patterned certain objects with lines and gestural marks, resulting in an effect that brings to mind ceremonial tribal sculptures. The Bathers is one of Picasso's most striking and playful sculptures, testament to his enduring creativity. Although these figures are extremely simple and quite abstract, the carefully balanced combination of elements give each figure a unique character, and together the whole ensemble captures the spirit of beachside life.